It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Veal.
How's Chris this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Yeah, we're warm. We've been warm. We'll stay warm.
Yep. Hope we got that AC and fan working.
Yeah, you hope it's working today. Again, 70 degrees. You know, eventually we get used to it, though.
A little bit.
Well, if you get outside in it, you do.
Bit. Yeah.
If you hide away in the air conditioning all the time. It seems like every day, even though it's getting just a little bit warmer each afternoon the last couple of days, it just seems when I walk out the door for that couple of seconds that I'm actually out in it, it just seems like it's not quite as hot.
It seemed a little better this morning, especially.
I think we just, like you said, eventually we start to kind of get used to it. The body adapts and away we go. Because you remember those days in February where it's like 10 below zero, and then all of a sudden you get a couple of days where it's like 50 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel like you want to rip the shirt off and grab a, grab a pina colada, lay out in the back and catch a suntan, you know? Nah. Not.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll get a couple of 50 degrees days and the parkas will be coming on.
So. Yeah, that's right. That's about the way it works, too. We adapt. We get used to about anything. Got a lot of getting used to these days, don't we?
Yeah.
Brett's in with us here this morning. So, we said Monday morning you'd be busy. Have you been?
The phone's rang a few times.
I bet it has.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a couple.
We're staying with it, though, so...
Good.
You can still call us.
So you're keeping up with all that stuff?
Well, so far.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All
yep.
Right.
My wife even had to go in and pick up air conditioners yesterday. So.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So if you have any issues...
Give us a ring.
Give them a ring. Very good.
You.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, Camblin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox have been together since 1943. During those 70 years, we have been approached by every other heating and manufacturing company there is to carry their line of products. Through examination of each of these lines, we know that Lennox will deliver the best quality and longevity. We've repaired all brands of products through the years and have learned that there just isn't any other brand out there with the overall track record of Lennox. Your trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox is extremely important to us, and we know that we have to earn that trust each and every time we come to help you. Longevity, quality, and efficiency are the benefits that you can count on when you call Camblin Plumbing and Heating with Lennox in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Hey, I was reading an article the other day from a fellow by the name of Ashish Rangnekar. Say that three times fast, huh?
He sounds like the tennis ones you were talking about earlier.
It kind of does. He's a soccer player, right? No. He's actually CEO of Bench Prep, which is an educational technology company. They're always looking for ways to better the educational experience and stuff. But with school back in session now, the topic that he had was six study habits that you should avoid and then six that you should adopt. And I was a little surprised by some of this because it kind of debunks some of the old studying habits that we used to have. Homework is a staple, an absolute staple of educational experience, whether it's college or high school or grade school for that matter. We always had homework, right?
You bet.
I mean, there were times when we'd think we could depend on no homework after the first day of school. And then you got out of kindergarten and realized that there would be homework on the first night of school.
Well, sometimes I didn't take homework home, and, I guess that's why my grades weren't any better than they were.
You're one of those, huh? I'm sure you're not alone. Well, one of the things that study habits that he says that you should change immediately, studying at home. Now, he says studying at home might be convenient and easy, but there are way too many distractions around the house. Maybe it's like a talkative roommate, if you're in college, the TV, texts, and the lure of Facebook, or all that other online stuff, the growing pile of clothes begging to be washed if you're off to college. You know, all these kinds of things can break concentration and make studying less effective. So he suggests going to the library or finding a quiet room or a desk away from all of those diversions to get after. So I guess homework shouldn't necessarily be done at home. Have to come up with a new word for it. Listening to music is another study habit that should be changed. The benefits of listening to music while studying have been argued time after time, but they say although classical music was once believed to increase your spatial abilities and improve your learning, recent research doesn't support that theory. In fact, recent studies show music may actually impair cognitive abilities and hinder memorization because of the changing words and notes in songs. They say studying in silence or amid a little white noise will not distract you from thinking and can help a student concentrate without the disruption of lyrics and changing tempos in music. Of course, another bad habit you should get rid of is one that I think we've all participated in once in a while, procrastinating. You know, every student is guilty of that one time or another, but because it's common behavior doesn't mean it's right or acceptable. It can lead to doing things halfway and not retaining as much information as necessary to ace that exam. So if a student is pulling frequent all-nighters or rushing to in fire drill mode to finish every essay or project, then maybe it's time to work on time management skills and schedule things a little bit earlier. Also, not making an outline is another bad study habit. If a student doesn't make outlines while you're studying or writing a paper, then the results most likely will not be the intended grade. There are many reasons to make an outline. It helps to keep track of large amounts of information, organize your ideas, and present the class material in a logical way. So instead of trying to reread a textbook or write an essay from scratch, make an outline. Organize your thoughts, and then you can study more effectively. Here's one that just shot everything I believed in down. Another bad habit he says you should get rid of, highlighting the textbook. I did it. You did it.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, you did.
Nope,
yes, sure you did.
Did not.
That's because you bought a used book and somebody already did it.
Sometimes that was the case. But usually I didn't like what they highlighted.
Well, that's true. You get to the bookstore in college real quick to get the used books so you can save a little bit of money, but hopefully you get the highlighted books the ones that were highlighted by smart kids, you know. But no, they say that some study advice books recommend reading a textbook and then marking the pages up with a neon highlighter, which most of us did, is the best way to study for an upcoming exam. But actually, he claims this is one of the least effective ways for students to remember the content. Instead of coloring entire pages with highlighters and trying to reread the text, a student can quiz themselves on the material that they just read, and this will help to retain more information and score higher on the exams. We had a psychology teacher in high school who was an outstanding teacher. I learned most of what I understood about learning from him. But he always talked about 7 points to learning effectively. And one of those was taking notes. And he always suggested that instead of highlighting stuff necessarily, take the note. Because just highlighting something is just highlighting. But if you're actually having to write it, you're talking it in your brain, you're thinking about it, you're having to put it on paper, it's a way to kind of make an indelible print in your brain. So I guess maybe he was onto that too. The last one that he lists here is a bad thing to do, bad habits, would be pulling all-nighters. You know, high school, college-level students are particularly guilty of it, but staying up all night cramming for an exam has been shown to do very little good for test prep and performance. Not only does the sleep deprivation turn students into zombies, but it also takes a serious toll on happiness and overall well-being. So the best way to avoid pulling all-nighters is to study ahead of time. If you do a lot of the other things we talked about earlier, then you don't have to cram at the last minute. Remember the days when you had like 4 minutes between classes in high school? So you'd take the books you needed ahead of time so you didn't have to go back to your locker after one class. You'd dart to that next class, sit down, and then you'd use that last 3 minutes or so before the bell rang to do some last-minute studying real fast or memorizing before the test. Yeah, not real good retention there. Not real good.
Maybe that's why I had problems.
You have a lot of problems, don't you? Then he also listed 6 good study habits for success. First one was pay attention to your study location. Find a quiet, uncluttered, distraction-free area away from your home and try it a few different locations until you find the ideal place. Different spots might work for different subjects, too. But find a location and make sure that you have what you need and the circumstances, the surroundings that you need to make sure that you get that done effectively. Also, to vary your study topics. Psychologists say alternating the study topics rather than cramming on a specific one in a single session can sometimes leave a deeper impression on the brain. So don't grind on the same subject all night long. Change it up, take some breaks, and revisit the material maybe back and forth in intervals to retain it longer. Also, to make information meaningful is another study habit you should pick up, whether it's creating rhymes or patterns or even relating the material to something else, perhaps through word or different types of scenarios you may have been in. Those types of tactics can make the information more meaningful and enhance information recollection. So some different ideas there. Also, he suggests tap online resources. Don't get stuck in a problem or be resigned to an ill-fated grade in a difficult class. There are a lot of powerful resources at the student's fingertips. Look around and find what you need. Just make sure it's a reputable source. Also, number five is to engage in social learning. Research has found there's a benefit to studying with friends. If you get folks together, sometimes they reveal the higher the volume of interaction, the more likely the students were willing to exchange information in more complex ways with greater frequency. So if you can get students together, like a little study group, maybe that can help too, as long as they stay on task. And also, have a great study attitude. Think positive. Focus on the skills. You know, rather than dreading the experience, thinking positive will make the time to study easier to approach, and then you won't be worried too much about all that's going on. Study attitudes is one of the four pillars that play a critical and central role in determining students' academic performance. So, in short, your study time is your friend. Look at it that way, and soon enough, any student looks forward to a productive, self-fulfilling academic experience. Pick anything up there that helps? We study all of our lives. It doesn't matter that even if you're not in school, if you've learned the appropriate ways to study and things, it'll help you in your career as well. We all spend time having to research different things, having to study, having to learn new things. Lord knows technology is changing every day. If you think you could just sit back for your entire work life, 35, 40, 50 years, and just do what you learned a long time ago, you're not going to be very effective. I'm sure your industry's changed.
Yeah.
Ours has changed since we sat down here this morning. Yeah. I know how it works. So, yeah, you're always learning. So good study habits, good learning experiences make for good workers and good students. I want to turn things back over to Brett. Did you learn anything yet? Did you highlight all that stuff you need to read us?
I think I've read these enough times that I don't usually have to highlight them anymore. I need some new ads.
Well, then tell us more about Camlin.
One of the best ways to add value to your home is an investment you can make in your bathroom area. Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries Kohler, Sterling, Aquatic, Musty, Delta, and many other lines of quality fixtures and faucets that you can choose from. And we discount all of these lines every day from 15 to 25% off regular list price. With all the experience we've had over the past 95 years, we and our customers know that we deliver quality, fast, and competitive results in our installations. If you're thinking of a remodel, make Camlin Plumbing and Heating your first stop to start your new dream room. In Atlantic, call 243-1512, or in the Harlan area, call 755-3286. Thought of the day today comes to us from, I hope I get this right, Don Marquis or Marcus, one of the two. He's not listening, I'm guessing. If you make people think that they're thinking, they'll love you. But if you really make them think, they'll hate you. It kind of fell right in with the talk today, didn't it?
Kind of did, didn't
yeah,
it?
Did we talk ahead of time or
kinda
something?
Kind of did. No, we didn't. Just the nature of the beast some days. Very good. Well, I hope you get a little something out of that. Everybody has their different ways. You know, every student's different anyway, so they all need to pick up some different things that work for them. So hope they have a good start to the school year. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate
See you on Friday.
You betcha. Hey, you go out and make it a great day. God bless America.